This is Dojo Live, Tech Without Borders, stories that bring us together. Hello and welcome to Dojo Live this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. That's right, it's our first show of the year. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kim Lantis and I'll be co-hosting along today with America Guerrero.
Hello, Kim. Hey, Marvel. Nice to be here. It's nice to be here. The first show of the year.
It is, and I'm a little sick, so if I have to sneeze or cough or something on air, I do apologize. But of course, let's get to know our guest a bit more today. Marvel Puri, who's the co-founder of Verbotech. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Kim, America. It's a pleasure to be here. I feel special already that I'm your first guest for 2024.
See, you already made me laugh. I told you, you can't make me laugh. That's when I cough.
Sorry,
but I love it. You are special. So yes, today we're going to be talking about tech travelers and booking hotels. And we're really wanting to hope to answer the question of how online travel companies, or we can call them OTAs as well, navigate the future stay with innovation and ease. So there's a lot of really cool topics of conversation there, future stay being one. What does that even mean? Where do you and your team think the future of travel is? But before we dive into it, Marvel, we'd like to get to know your story a bit more. What's your story? What's your passion? And what led up to co-founding Verbotech?
Sure, absolutely. Firstly, you know, happy new year to everyone who's listening in. Happy 2024. To you guys as well. So, you know, my introduction, my background, I think I was fortunate enough to get into travel in my early career days right after college. So I started working for hotels, doing different things. My initial liking was towards loyalty. So I worked with some marketing companies back in the day, working with some global brands to help them develop their loyalty, you know, strategies. And, you know, that was, this is early 2000s. And, you know, of course, tech was kind of infusing in with whole personalization, customer experience. It was just still the early days. So it really intrigued me of how tech would change or, you know, infuse within the travel and hospitality space. And that's where, you know, I formally met tech in travel and started looking at opportunities to get into technology and help hotels and solve some problem statements for customers and users and so that was about 5 years of working in hotels, really in operations, working with different departments, understanding users, customers, experience. We call them guests in hotels, so just really understanding guests closely, speaking to them. And with that experience, I embarked in technology, which was more of building products and of course taking to the markets and just making our way through. And then we did that for about 5 years in a couple of companies, and then we founded Verbotech in 2018. And so Verbotech was essentially, myself and the other founders, as we came together, we all had experience in working in tech in travel. We all had our common love for travel, and it happened, of course. As any startup, we had plans of making an impact on a global level. And just staying true to our purpose of what we want to do, just a typical startup thinking. And I think, that kept us going. So that's really what I know I covered a lot, but in a very, trying to shrink wrap that. But yeah, it's just been, the love for hospitality for me personally, and just having to see how technology is changing the way, the dynamics or economics of hotel sales work, and been just placed in that ecosystem and working with different type of customers day in and day out.
That's right. You know, I think a startup 2018, and then I think pandemic 2020, you're only 2 years in. And of course, nobody needs to say it twice that the travel and hospitality industry really took a hit with that. But it's awesome to see that 5 years later, you're here, or almost six, I guess. It's 2024 now. But let's talk about Verbal Tech and the problem that you solve exactly. What's that?
So without having to, you know, in the best interest of the audience, and you know, I like to keep it very generic in terms of what we're trying to, what we solve, or you know, where we are heading, right? So, I think so. Simplicity is essential in anything that we buy online, right? And clarity and transparency as well. And any technology, which is, you know, product as we are, where we're trying to solve a problem, we're really trying to take friction out in a process. So what we do is, you know, our product solves a critical user problem of navigating hotels and really booking what they need, right? It's a B2B product which is licensed by travel companies, and that's really the bedrock of how they define their merchandising strategy or their databases of hotels and content. So it plays a very, very crucial role in the hotel sales for travel companies. It touches users very closely. So, you know, our taglines, we're standardizing the global accommodation data. So, you know, when you're buying something online, what are you buying is where we're going and what we're trying to define, and getting as close as possible to the commodity for the user and for the seller as well.
Very cool. So just to be clear, when you're talking about user here, we are talking about hotel guests, correct?
Yes. So what we're talking about is from a guest. So as a user, as a booker, for example, if I was to book a hotel, you know, I go to a marketplace, I go to a brand.com or I go to an OTA.com, and I'm looking at hotels in a city, and I have these, you know, list of hotels, thousands of hotels that are on their shelf, right? And there are these suppliers and brokers and bed banks that are trying to fill that shelf, right? And there's consolidation, and there's different suppliers that are providing this inventory. And what is really needed for a travel company when they're filling that shelf up on their online travel, you know, marketplace, they need technology to simplify that aggregation to take the right product to the customer, right? So that's really a pain point for a travel company that, all right, I've got this, you know, millions of hotels on my platform. How do I really make appropriate a sense out of this? What is it my users really looking at? So that's from a business standpoint. And for a user like yourself, when you're online, when you're really trying to book a hotel, you want to be sure what kind of room you're really going to check in. You know, how big is the room? What's the view going to be like? What you're really paying for? So just more confidence in what you're buying. Just bridging that gap both between the travel seller and the buyer is where we become instrumental as technology or product.
I like what you said about simplicity is essential. And I'm wondering if when companies are navigating in the future state with innovation and exploring and investigating what's the customer behavior, do you think that there is still a need out there to train the minds of the customers in terms of using technology to book hotels? Is that something that more and more the customers are like getting used to it, using technology? Or do you think that there is still a need to train them with technology? Did I make sense?
It's a very you do, and thank you. I think, you know, I wasn't planning to kind of bring this up, but I'm glad you asked, right? If you see, you know, our buying behavior, right, is influenced a lot by how these top five marketplaces are in the world, right? I mean, we are all buying from the Amazons and the, you know, and, you know, the different such platforms, right? And because we're shopping through these platforms, our daily goods and services, there is an influence in the way we are looking at buying more products and services integrated into our lifestyles. Of course, hotels, something that you buy twice a year or four times a year, or maybe more if you're an avid traveler, but really because you're buying the other products and services which are your daily needs in a certain manner or certain, you know, experience, you are moving towards buying, or you want to have a repetitive or similar experience in buying the hotels as well. So a lot of our buying behavior, if I may say, is influenced by how we are shopping other items in our daily lives. And one of the reasons why, you know, because our topic today is tech for travel, technology may not be as advanced or as well placed within the travel distribution space as it is in other industries. So for example, if you're in retail and if you're shopping something in retail, we know how far it is or how advanced it is to shop, on those platforms, versus when it comes to hotels, there's still some friction there in terms of we're still unsure what we're really buying. There's still a lot of research that goes into, and that's where I think tech travers or, you know, simplicity or, you know, what can be done to simplify and increase confidence within the user to book hotels comes in. But yeah, to your point, yes, I mean, there's still, I wouldn't say we need training. We need our users. The bookers are already, I mean, I personally think our users or any user knows more than the travel company themselves, because, you know, they're not going to buy a hotel for the first time. Or if they have, if I'm buying a hotel online, I've definitely shopped a lot of products and services online before. So this is, buying something online is not alien to a user, right? It's what confidence is a marketplace or brand.com can kind of bring in front of the customers is imperative.
Mm-hmm. Like what I'm hearing is, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show about 20 years or so ago, and I think even today we hear this word all the time, and that's personalization, which was this need in the industry. We now shifted to something called sort of simplicity. And what is this feature say? Is it simplistic now? Is it consistent? Is it about trust? And then how is what VerbalTech's doing in the terms of hotel mapping helping with this? So I guess my two questions is, when you are talking about the future stay, what do you envision, and what is happening with hotel mapping that actually makes this innovative and easier?
Yeah. In the context of what future, you know, what I look at when I look at future stay, it is the context here is, how do customers buy, right? And what are they buying, right? That's one narrative to see here. And the other is, what can travel companies or online travel companies do to cater that, or to come to pass to what customers are looking for, right? And I think not much has changed. Of course, it has evolved, right? I mean, if you look at hotel as a product or a service, right? There was a birth of Airbnb. There was then Oyo, which are different product categories that came out of accommodation as a category. So, you know, you have accommodation, and there was a clear economic need and a user need where, you know, guests wanted an alternative booking or hotel alternative accommodation experience. And it was a marketplace that existed. There's a product that came in that swapped the entire, you know, that was a true disruption. And then we have case studies of Oyo that came in and, you know, doing something in the same space. And this evolution will continue to happen. We obviously don't know what's coming next. But what we can do is, as online travel companies, we can capitalize or look at these evolutions of products as opportunities to capitalize and take a ready platform to customers. So I think what is critical is personalization. It remains still imperative. with the latest, I would say, with the recent findings or accessibility, I would say, to these libraries that are available now from different, generative AI tools, these integrations can really give a jump rope to these customers, online travel companies, to start using them and step up in personalization. So when we talk to our customers, we strongly encourage to look at conversational bots. We talk to our customers to talk about, to integrate with AI libraries. But ChatGPT is a beautiful example. We talk to our customers and we advise them on using language libraries. Online travel, travel itself is a global thing, right? So you're looking at multi-language, multi-currency, destination information. So all these informations are now available. It is available for travel companies to access, which wasn't back in the day, right? It was a lot of work to really get that information. Now it's really available. These are pretty modern APIs available to fuse in and just take it to the customer. So I think, and where we come in as at Verbotech, where we come in, trying to simplify this for our travel companies and also for the, as from a business standpoint for travel companies, is our hotel descriptive content that we're building and the hotel mapping when we talk about is we're trying to standardize, or our attempt is to standardize global accommodation data. So for example, if I am today traveling to Mexico and I want to book a hotel, I want to know that hotel, where is that hotel located? What is the closest point of interest to that hotel? Is it a five-star property? Is that, how many rooms does it have? What view type does it have? What are the breakfast options in that hotel? And so on. So just breaking down all the information that a traveler would want to know before they make a conscious decision about booking a hotel. I mean, as a business traveler, Mexico is a bad example to travel as a business traveler because it's always business plus leisure. But let's say if I was to travel to Mexico as a business traveler, I'm interested in knowing if it has a conference room, right? I mean, if I can host some meetings, right? If I can call my guests over, etc. But if as a leisure traveler, my needs are totally different. But how do I, as a marketplace, or as an OTA.com, able to use the personalization of my member, of the guest who's on my website, to give that information away so that I can convert them into potential booking? Which really, these own OTAs, we're all working towards to reduce the time to book, to increase our look to book, right? So how do I give the appropriate information to my user who's online shopping for them to book a hotel? And that's where we come in. So we normalize all of this data using our technology, so there's higher chances for their customers to book hotels. Long answer.
That is really interesting. And you're normalizing, you're aggregating all this information essentially so that what I need as a guest, as a shopper, is presented to me on said site so that I'm able to make my decision better. And so in theory, whichever site is giving me the best experience in terms of my decision making, that's the site that I'll be more faithful to, regardless of the property itself. It's about how they're presenting properties. And so the onus here is on the online travel company, not on the vendor side.
Absolutely. And you've nailed it, right? Absolutely, right? You go to an OTA.com one and OTA.com two, trying to book the same hotel, you're probably going to get the same price at both properties, right? And what's going to really happen is you're looking at attributes like, all right, where do I find the appropriate information? For example, where do I have more price transparency, right? I mean, you have a OTA.com giving you a price of, let's say $100, and by the time you're at checkout, you're seeing $198, right? And then you have a brand.com or an OTA.com who's saying it's $100, and it's also giving you an all-inclusive pricing, $198. So you already know, right, when you're going to the checkout page versus when you're here, you're going to be really kind of in two minds, right? It was $100, I'm paying $198. And I'm now looking at what the breakup is versus if I had that information right when I was searching and booking, I was sliding in. And that's a very small example. I mean, it could be, does it have a support to modify, right? Does it have a support to cancel? what is included in my stay. So all that, and this information is available. It's just how do you best use to your advantage, right, when you present to your customer. And that's really where we come in, by normalizing this data, giving them enough, because all this data is sitting in silos, right? It's available, but sitting in silos. So for a travel company, it is a heavy engineering to really do this. And it needs continuous effort, development, changes, adaptions. And we kind of productize the whole service, right? This is the raw data that you get from all over the world within your suppliers. You use our tech, and then we simplify a lot of it so you can drive an experience which can really get your customers to book more. And the confidence.
For OTAs, I see that there are not just hotels. You can also book a flight if you want to, or you can also book a tour experience. So I don't imagine the amount of work that is behind coordinating all of these three components that I just said, for example, booking your flight, booking the hotel and the touristic experience. Renting the car, also considering that if, for example, you're traveling with a kid, what do you need to do in order to, for example, buy another seat in your flight? So there is like a whole ecosystem that I don't understand. And I'm curious about how AI helps with this.
So basically, there are product verticals, right? So there's, if you look at travel, I mean, there is still, let's look at inspiration, right? I mean, the travel really starts from inspiration. So you're inspired to travel, and then you start trying to figure out the logistics, right? And there is technology which is built for inspiring the traveler, and there's technology that is built to meet those inspirations within the platform booking process. And then, of course, the whole post-booking, which is operations. Now, what is happening is if you look at hotel or accommodation as a segment, and there is a lot of choice available, right? For flight, for example, if I want to travel from point A to point B, I have, seven flights that suits my need. And I would take probably one of those. So there's not much of, thinking there. There comes the loyalty, which is, which airline do I have, more. I'm personally not driven by miles, but somebody could be driven by, what miles do they have. Somebody may be driven, faithful to a certain airlines.
Yeah. But it's certainly less confusing. Exactly. The reality is I got to get from this one A to this one B, and the ways to get there are relatively limited.
Defined, exactly. But when I'm in destination is a whole different, gimmick, because what activities I'm going to do, are they safe, for example? How accessible are they from the hotel? And when it comes to hotels, even when you're booking a hotel, right? I mean, there is a big brand. What travel companies don't understand is that the hotels are building hotels, and so many brands is because the way they run hotels, that's the way they're running hotels. It's not really guest centric from a booking standpoint, right? Because there are about 1,000 brands today, right? I mean, Accor has, about 40 brands. And, I personally think that it could be a very bold statement to make. It's confusing to know all the brands, and there are brands competing with each other. So there's a whole brand bloat that's going on, right? And the moment as a travel company, I start thinking that there are, let's say, 1,000 brands, and I want to integrate those 1,000 brands and, bring that experience to customers, I've already lost my game. As a travel company or as an online travel company, you're really looking at the problem statement that exists, or you're really trying to simplify it for the traveler, right? A traveler wants to, as a travel company, I want to understand the traveler. Is it budget? Is it is it economy? Is it budget? Is it luxury? Or that's really what it is. I mean, and at the other side, what hotels are doing is they have budget, they have super budget, under budget, economy, premier economy. And, there's a whole, different scale of hotel guides that they've built, which is pretty, which even leaves consumer confused. So as an online travel company, where I can be instrumental is to win that business is just try to normalize this data as much as I can, which is user friendly, booking friendly, and you know, and my user can book it. And yes, I mean, it's a lot of heavy work in the background for a travel company. And just like our services, just like we encourage our customers to use other libraries or other, you know, off-the-shelf personalization services, you know, we work with customers to offer our services where they have an acceleration of where, you know, they want to go with the customer and, you know, drive experience for the bookers, you know, which is, you know, users online. But yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of travel suppliers. It is on the hotel space, airlines is relatively simplistic. It's a lot of you know, suppliers within the activity space as well, which is also getting, you know, fairly tough by the day. But yeah, tech's really playing a critical role in simplifying those, and you know, Vervotech, you know, we want to be at the forefront of solving those for travel companies and making it as easy as possible for the bookers, you know, I'd say the guests who want to book, customers who want to spend that night at those hotels, as easy as possible to make a decision.
It's interesting. And I think a lot of this, if you know, looking back at the beginning of the show, is based in your background of loyalty, coming to the booker and to that experience. I mean, I think it's easy to say, or the question I have is, why does this matter? Why should the OTA care? I mean, I think I get it, right? I mean, to me, in the sense, this is like, personally, when I go to a restaurant, for example, I tend to really appreciate and get more excited about the restaurants that have small menus, because I'm like, okay, anything that I ask for here is going to be good, right? And the menus that are like really long, and or maybe there's like, I don't know, 80 different types of sushi, and the only thing between this sushi and that sushi is one little ingredient, I start to feel overwhelmed, and I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to pick. I'm just going to go with the teriyaki
that's
chicken,
an
right?
Like, point.
And so that's what I see is happening here, right? This idea of there's 1,000 hotels at my disposal. I have no idea which one to pick. But if I'm going to the one that says, Kim, this hotel is, I think it's going to be a perfect fit for you. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I like this one. And my trust increases. So the next time I need to book, you know, maybe it's 6 months down the road, but like, that was a good choice. I'm going to see what said OTA has available for me again. And for me, it's about getting rid of the overwhelm. But what power does that one individual, the one Kim who had a good experience 6 months ago, look like in terms of scope here? Because it's easy for me to think that Expedia doesn't really care about Kim, right? Fair enough. But do they, should they? Because does this one Kim repeating herself once every 6 months actually matter? Or is it a numbers game because there's millions, billions of Kims? Or what does this look like?
I think so you matter, right? You definitely. I think every booking matters, right? I think, you know, so there are two ways. You know, firstly, the guest acquisition cost today for hotels, I mean, if I look at hotels, because that's really who we're selling, is about 27%. What that means is if the hotel's selling a $100 room, they're paying anywhere between you know, at least $20 to get that guest, right? So every Kim, you know, so every travel booking matters. Now, for an OTA, again, right, the guest acquisition cost is extremely high, right? So if they were to win your business today, they would spend, you know, they would spend their dollars to win your business in whatever capacity or whatever channel they got you from. This channel could be a channel, you know, an invite, a discount, or campaign, but they definitely paid a top dollar to get you as a customer. And if they've lost you, there's, you know, to win you back, there's going to be cost again. So first, you know, we have to understand that, you know, that's a very critical factor for travel companies, especially, you know, travel is a low margin, you know, kind of commodity they're looking at. So that's really, you know, that's the first reason. Secondly, I think it's, if you look at the innovation, right? The innovation that can come from hotels or, you know, the Airbnbs and, you know, the vacation rental companies are the innovations, or let's stick to hotels. The innovation that could come from hotel brands and chains is really the innovation around the guest experience in a hotel, right? It starts with from the moment you check in, how you receive, how easy was it to get your key? Was there a queue to really just get a check in? You know, how long did it take you to really get into your room, and so on. So, you know, those touch points are within the hotel, and during your stay there, they gather those touch points, collect those touch points, and, you know, and based on that, they improvise and personalize, right? But they, you know, in a lot of cases, I would say, majority of times they have no access to your inspiration, right? What really got you that hotel? And that sits with the online travel company, right? So I think it's very important for travel company, for them to get the market share, for travel companies to A, get the market share and the user behavior to understand how you're going to book, to look at those trends, to increase the ARR, right? Because, you know, how do they see a hotel? The commodity is sitting here, which is really isolated from what the user is really looking at right now, because you're looking at these marketplaces. So your interaction with online travel company is really where it starts, right? And those touch points that they have with you are, they're worth in, you know, weight in gold, because that's where they define their entire customer acquisition strategy. So every traveler for them is critical, from, you know, coming in from where they're coming, you know, what's the purpose of travel? How do they segmentize? The segmentation at the same time is getting complex by the day, right? I mean, you know, simply because the life cycle of products is shortening, right? And so is the experience is changing. You know, you want to, where you wanted to experience maybe 5 vacations in 10 years, now you want to do, you know, 10 vacations in 2 years, kind of, you know, you want to diversify your experiences, right? So, and that's where if the travel company doesn't know you, how do they go about cross-selling you your next vacation? If they don't know who Kim is very well, I mean, you travel, let's say you travel with a OTA.com for business, and you will travel for leisure. And, you know, if they don't know you, they're never going to be able to sell you their vacation package, right? So I think it's very important for them to know you, A, to increase their market, the wallet share of, you know, your appetite, your spending appetite, and B, just to also, you know, be competitive to what the future holds, how the future stay is evolving, right, with the customers. So I think it's more important than having a new customer is to retain an existing one, and because they already got you, you know, as a customer. Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, if I could simplify what I'm hearing today with variable tech and the future saying what this means for OT travel, or excuse me, online travel companies, would be to tell a story, right? To understand my story and let me see the story that I like to read on the site as it unfolds before me. And
yes,
that's
absolutely,
what you help do, right? The story.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing when, you know, how, when you, if you're a member of a certain platform, right, you're so used to a certain, I mean, it'd be very odd for somebody, you know, I think I'd be, for something that you're used to buying a certain service and a product, you probably won't like if the price goes up erratically, right? Or if you're uninformed about certain changes. And I think that is an expectation that comes along with other marketplaces and online travel companies in this context as well. I mean, I would be very, you know, a user and this is backed by, you know, where customers are dropping out is basically, you know, there is an increase in price on the checkout page, or, you know, they're showing you some options which are totally, you know, opposite poles. I mean, you're traveling for leisure, they're showing you business hotels. For example, I mean, if you're traveling with a family, you don't want to see a conference room as your first image on the website. You want to see you want to see a pool. You want to see a beach. You want to see a pool. And the opposite, right? So, and if you're a dog-loving person, there is definitely ways to understand that. I mean, maybe they show you a picture of a dog walking in the lobby, you know, and these are some very small examples that can be built with personalizations and tools and you know, here's what online travel companies are working towards. And I'm saying that this is going to be a normal new for companies to understand their customers better with the use of technology, which is already available, and integrate them as much as they can in their platforms, and try to have a very clean, simple, transparent, plain use, you know, design of, you know, winning the customers and retaining them.
Or even if I want to book, if I booked 7 hotels in a year, then maybe the 8th one, it will be like a hotel that I want to give to my mom, like an experience for her. And the algorithm or the trends in my account will be like the things that I want, but not hers. So modifying the things that I want in that platform, it's interesting.
Absolutely. To be listened. Absolutely. And I think, you know, and there's obviously a thin line between privacy and, you know, I think we have in travel, online travel companies have now realized, and I see a lot of them really getting to understand the use of, you know, the importance of chatbots, right? And I think that would, I personally think if I was to kind of, you know, highlight or emphasize on a topic, if travel companies, or if I was to put my money, I think AI conversational bots would be a great way to put on your websites, and, you know, drive that as a way to know your customers and turn them into bookers, right? Because you're not really intruding, you're not asking a lot of information, and you're still, you know, kind of communicating. And now, because we're so used to, as users, like I said, I was giving examples, we're so used to conversing with chatbots in different fields of our life, this could be a good way exactly. So there's definitely,
And I think to America's point, you know, let's say I'm traveling with my mother, or heck, even myself, if I were handicapped, like wheelchair accessibility, let's say. I mean, sometimes you get this little teeny icon that says, you know, it's accessible, but wouldn't it be great to have a conversation that says, hey, OTA, I'm looking for a hotel that is accessible by wheelchair, including the swimming pool and the beach? Because
exactly.
And because how am I going to find that on my own just by using filter clicks and scrolling through
you'd be
photos?
Surprised. Absolutely. You'll be surprised. So now, you know, so, you know, this was trying to say about personalization, right? Based on this, right, how you're searching, you could have branded filters, right? There could be filters that could evolve as you're searching for your next search. So those filters that come, the category, they call category filters. These category filters could be based on the way you're searching. But, you know, the online travel companies have to adapt to those, you know, new age tech. So these filters could be done on the fly, right, for customers. But I think the best starting point is the conversational chatbots, where you get this information as soon as you can, and then you know drive the customer experience from there.
It totally would be a game changer in terms of which booking agency I'd be choosing to use, for sure. All right. Well, Marvel, you know, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time today.
Oh, really? It's
been, yes, time flies when you are having fun. It's been a very great conversation with you kicking off our new year here at Dojo Live. You know, all of the focusing on online travel companies, what the future means for them, what they need to do in terms of personalization, storytelling, and of course, how hotel mapping and your tech at Vervotech can help with that. Yes, I mean, all I can say is thank you for spending your valuable time with us, and we wish you and your team nothing but success in 2024.
Likewise, I'm very special to be the first guest of 2024.
You are.
I wish you great luck at Dojo Live, and I'm already spreading the word.
Thank you.
I'm an avid follower, and thank you very much for having me on the show, and happy new year to everyone who was listening. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have you back here in a few, you tell us when, a couple months or so down the road, when the conversational bots and everything else start rolling out. We'll talk about that again.
Absolutely.
So stick around for just a moment as we go off air. But before we do, I'd like to let our listeners know that we do not have another show yet scheduled this week, but you can catch us next week, Wednesday the 10th, where we will be speaking about exactly this, generative AI and how it's impacting the way not travel agencies are working, but software, how software is being built. And that's with Viren Baraya, who is the co-founder and co-CTO of Orcs. So catch us next Wednesday, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, right here on Digital Life. Bye for now, everyone. Thank you.
Check out past episodes, transcripts, blogs, and more on our website, dojo.nearsoft.com.